In about eighth grade, halfway through, this new guy came into the school, who was Steve Jobs. And we were both introverted, intellectual, kind of socially inept, and we gravitated toward each other.
The two boys shared the same hobby.
We started taking long walks and talking about the meaning of life and what is this all about. And after a while, we started doing, in addition to walking and talking, doing electronics projects together.
Fernandez also knew another electronics geek, his neighbor's son, Steve Wozniak, universally known as Woz.
So one day, Steve Jobs bicycled over to hang out with me and do electronics projects in the garage. And out in front was Wozniak washing his car. So I thought to myself, okay, this Steve is an electronic buddy. He's an electronics buddy. They'd probably like to meet each other.
Fernandez had no idea at the time that the meeting between his two friends would change our world. Jobs and Woz were soon to start a business together. Its name was Apple.
If Woz and Jobs had never met, there never would have been an Apple computer. There would have been computers and there would have been personal computers. But we probably wouldn't have the kind of wonderful, empowering things that people fall into if Woz and Jobs hadn't met.
The neighborhood we grew up in had a lot of Lockheed engineers on it, and I would go up and down the street to the various dads on the street and get mentored in electronics. And Steve Wozniak's father was one of the people who mentored me. As Jobs and I were walking over, I noticed Woz out washing his car. And I said, hey, Woz, come over and meet Steve. So Steve, meet Steve. And this is where it happened, basically right here.